I'm all right. Yeah, I'm doing good. Keeping busy and gearing up for spring and summer coming up.
Because you're getting into busy season.
Yeah, it's been a couple of months just chill and you know, kind of enjoying winter with my kids and gearing up for some summer festivals, and got the band kind of rehearsing every week right now. And yeah, lots of good stuff coming.
Now, the last time we spoke, I could have swore you were off to Europe with two or three other artists.
I was, yeah.
And
I
how did the trip go?
On the UK tour with MDM. Yeah, it was awesome, man. Seriously, like I'd been to Europe a couple of times. Oh, sorry, I've been there one time before. This is my other couple time. I've never seen Liverpool, never saw Scotland when I went there, never saw Ireland. So got to see some places for the first time, and it was as magical as people are probably imagining.
Did the four of you reenact the walk across Abbey Road?
You know, I went there. My wife actually flew over to spend a bit of time with us. To be honest, like, that place is crowded all the time. Like, there's, you know, 20 people always walking across the street, so it's hard to get the shot. So it's me and 14 other people walking across the street.
And they're all doing the exact same thing, trying to recreate that photo. Like, hang on, I'm in the middle of something. I'm an influencer, and I need this photo.
Yeah. I tried the do-you-know-who-I-am line, and nobody knew.
Hey, if you did that around here, they'd know.
Well, maybe. My favorite spot was Liverpool. That's where the Abbey Road is. But that whole place, no, sorry, is it Liverpool? Where is Abbey Road? No, Abbey Road is in London, sorry. But Liverpool is where the Beatles came up. So Liverpool was probably the most beautiful spot, in my opinion. But, I mean, everything is just gorgeous over there. So it's hard to pinpoint exactly what was the best, because it's all kind of the best.
I've had friends come back with a bit of an accent. Did you come back talking a little bit like this?
Oh, man, dude, it is so hard not to return, you know, when people are ordering a sandwich or whatever, and not to get into it. But you know, part of me just, I fought it, man. I fought it, and I won.
Did you try any of the foods over there?
Yeah, I mean, we had haggis when we were in Scotland.
No, you did not.
We did, yeah. Tyler Joe Miller ordered some haggis, and we tried it. I wasn't a fan. But maybe it's just not in my genes or something to enjoy it, but I didn't really like it. Bangers and mash, that's a thing, right?
So yeah, that's a thing.
Had a lot of that.
When it comes to haggis, it's just the description. Oh, we've put together a bunch of great stuff in a stomach for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like barf, doesn't it?
It does,
I just
dude.
All over myself.
Yeah.
No offense to any Scotland folks out there. If you're out there and you're from Scotland, no offense. I probably just canceled myself.
Well, what you got to do is you just got to shut your brain off and try not to think about what you're eating.
Maybe, that's it, yeah.
Let's talk about the new single. I played it for the first time on the show this morning. It's called Can't Fix This. Wow, dude.
Yeah, I love it, man. It's got a bit of a, you know, intimate vibe, but also, you know, kind of some truth in there. You know, we've all been in relationships, whether you're in a, you know, long-term relationship, long-distance relationship, whatever it is. You know, there's moments where you're just like, I don't know how to fix this problem we're facing right now. And so I wrote that with Dave Thompson, also known as Dwave, and Patricia Conroy. Down in Nashville last year, and we all just loved it right away, and I thought, this has to go out, and glad it's here. And the truth of it is, here's the information that I probably shouldn't share, but when I talk about fixing trucks and fixing the house and stuff, I can't actually fix those either, so I'm lying through most of the song.
There you have it, folks, right from Dawn. It's all a lie. The entire song is a lie. So you're not going to have a show on HGTV anytime soon up against Mike Holmes or anything.
Or it could be called I Can't Fix This, and maybe they're just me breaking things.
Jeez, I think we're onto something here, dude.
Let's pitch it.
We should totally pitch it. I can't fix this. Then we bring in professionals who show us how to fix stuff.
Dude, I think we got something here. That's a great if this doesn't happen, which it probably won't, but if it doesn't, we'll know we thought of it.
Yeah, Can't Fix This with Dawn and Sean. It even has a great rhyme to it.
Listen, radio folk, I mean TV folks out there, we're here, we're available, we're ready to sign a contract.
Lord knows I need the money. Oh, Dawn, always a pleasure, man. It's so good to hear from you. What are the plans for the rest of 2024?
Kind of, it's all in the mix. You know, some summer festivals are shaping up right now. Got a few things we're going to be announcing in the next couple of weeks here. A fall tour, I'm kind of working on that right now, putting the pieces together. Hopefully being able to get right across the country. I haven't done that in a long time. Just kind of doing that. And, you know, my fearless business partner and leader, Lori Brown, is retiring this year. So that's going to leave a big gap in my world. But she'll always remain a friend.
Where can we find you online, buddy?
DawnAmero.ca, or, you know, I'm always on Instagram. So at DawnAmero, you can find me over there.
Stay out of his DMs. He's married.
Yeah, yeah. If you go to the DMs, just remember that.
Dawn, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.